to the new Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Show. You can join us again at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Wisconsin, and I was before we, you know, went to break, I was talking about just how fortunate we are that Governor Evers is governor. And I'll tell you, I haven't given it much thought until here recently when the assembly started throwing its weight around and Robin Voss started being so visible and Strawberry Shortcake, what is her name? She's running for governor.
Rebecca Clayfish.
Rebecca Clayfish started, you know, talking about, you know, what she's going to do and those kinds of things. And just, you know, you get to a point where you say, man, if there wasn't some way to stop this, by now the state would really, and we in the state who are not conservatives and Republicans would really be in trouble. But Governor Evers, as quiet a man as he is, has the power to prevent all of this. And thanks to the Republican Party, who, you know, 10 or more years ago decided to give then Governor Scott Walker supreme power. And they didn't do this with any thought that maybe some point in time Republicans were not going to be in the governor's office. They didn't even give that a second thought. So the power that Governor Evers has is there because Republicans pushed and gave that power to a tyrant, Scott Walker, who used it to help put a stranglehold on cities like Milwaukee and other places. And now Governor Evers has that power, and he's able to resist some of these ridiculous laws that conservatives have tried to put into motion. The Assembly has approved a constitutional amendment giving the Republican-controlled legislature power over federal funds. Well, they didn't feel that way when, again, Scott Walker was the governor. They wanted to give him as much power to do whatever it is that he wanted to do. He had it, and that's exactly what he did, was wielded that power and did major damage to cities like Milwaukee and others. So Wisconsin governors would no longer have sole authority to spend federal funds that flow into the state under a proposed constitutional amendment the state assembly approved on Wednesday. Let me see if this is right. Those federal funds always come into the state. It's one of the ways that states are able to get the funds necessary to run themselves. Certainly the amount of money that is received through taxes, local and state taxes, are not enough to keep states moving. They're federal dollars that come through their coffers. And so that's been okay all these prior years that that governor, as long as Republicans were in that seat, for the governor to have that kind of power. But now that that governor is a Democrat, now all of a sudden we must fix that. We must repair that. We must create an opportunity to take that power away. And Republicans are so evil that they would then, if the Republicans regain the gubernatorial seat, they will come back and change the law back to what it is now. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're up against. federal spending would instead be required to gain approval of the legislature by a joint resolution or legislative rule, neither of which the governor can veto. A previous version of the proposal would require a committee of state lawmakers to approve the spending. Usually, I hear Republicans talking about wanting to do away with the red tape, but here we are with a proposal before us that would do nothing more than add red tape. Representative Lisa Subek, Democrat of Madison, said Wednesday. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We have Bill from Oconomowoc calling on in.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, great, Earl. Boy, you do a wonderful job of walking your listeners through what the Republicans have done to Wisconsin. And we all know with Rebecca, or as Matt calls her, the Countess of Foxtown, or the Duchess of Foxtown, she comes with a bill. We got to give her a bill. And the bill is huge, because remember all the promises from Foxconn that never happened? That cost this state a lot just to prepare itself for Foxconn to do what they were supposed to do, which never happened. So bottom line is, she left us with a bill. Voss has left us with a bill. He supported that. You know, these people, these Republicans, and I don't even like calling them Republicans. You know, you mentioned that a few minutes ago, Earl, you said you're not a conservative. In a way, you are. You are. You've got conservative values, but you have an open mind. So you're a progressive, and that's beautiful. These people, these Republicans, as far as I'm concerned, I wish we started a statewide referendum to have them censored.
You know, my friend, it's not just local Republicans. It's on a national scale, too, as we are going to be talking about when Sandy comes. Why have they made enemies of anybody who doesn't see things through the prism that they see them? And the dangers inherent with that. You know, you and I are enemies to people who have differing views and differing ideas. I thought that was what the founding of this nation was supposedly about.
Well, don't you think, Earl, though, here's what they do. They govern by one thing, fear. Always fear. You got to carry a gun because somebody's going to come and get you. You got to do this because that's going to happen. It's always fear. They have no ideas. They have no progress for our state. They're empty when it comes to that. You even pointed out how ridiculous they were to give Walker with the powers, and then, guess what? Guess who's got power now? Oh, man, that's how short-sighted those people are, Earl, and you brought it up.
So let me ask you this before we go to a break. Because you know that, you know, all Republicans aren't, all of them aren't so twisted and jaded. There are some who are not, but as Joe McNally pointed out the other day, if you are one of those who aren't like the rest, and you don't speak out about what you see and what you know and we all know is wrong, that makes you just as evil and hateful as the ones who are perpetrating all of this.
Well, the good thing about those people, Liz Cheney, Mitch Romney, those people, at least they have the integrity to carry on this country the way it was supposed to be. They have integrity. The beauty of those people is, I even told Matt Flynn a while back, you get the right Republican, I might vote for him just to throw a wrench in their spokes. They're so disorganized. They have about three factions: the Trump people, diehard Trump people, the anti-Trump people, and then the Liz Cheney people. And those are three different groups. That's setting us up politically for a great chance. So thanks, Earl, for all you do.
Thank you, man, for taking the time out to listen. We've got to go to a break in a few minutes. But, you know, I don't enjoy, you know, wasting my time talking about, you know, what Republicans are. There's so many things that impact the lives of the everyday citizens who are just trying to make it. You know, they're not politically savvy. They don't want to be involved or engaged in politics. If you had any idea of how many people wish politics would go away and let them live their lives, you would be amazed. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids want to act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling...